Hey, it's Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We sure do appreciate it. And as a special treat, I'm going to introduce you to one of my very favorite people in the whole world, Camilla from our sales team. Hey, girl. This is our second cut of this commercial. And what did you just say?
I said not everything's a winner the first time. That's why my parents had four kids.
So your older siblings getting thrown under the bus.
I mean, I plead the fifth.
Okay, cool. So Camilla and I really hardcore bonded over my favorite murder.
Murders.
We bonded
murders and serial killers.
Yeah, it's bad. We bonded over like the number one most horrifying thing in the whole world.
It's so interesting though.
It is super interesting. Like anyone who says they're not into true crime is
they're
a liar.
Lying.
I'm talking to you listening right now. You're a liar.
Liars.
Yeah. So if you are interested in advertising in our podcast, it's actually a lot more affordable than you'd think it is. And it reaches a fair amount of people, right?
Well, and the great thing about the podcast is you have people that are loyal listeners that are looking for the podcast. They're tuning in every day just specifically to find this content.
Yeah. So, and people are, I feel like, really willing to listen to a quick 60 or 30 second or 60
second. And you guys are hilarious. So,
and we're funny. We're just a good time all around.
You are a great time.
So, Camilla, if someone wants to advertise on our podcast, how do they get a hold of you?
So, either email or phone. Phone number is 801-596-4174. Or my email is Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, at bwaymedia.com.
I'll drop the email in the podcast description. So if you want to get a hold of her, head over to the description. And one more time, what's that phone number?
801-596-4174.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Mixed Morning Fix is
on the air. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here. High today of 36, which I guess is warmer than it's been. It was 12 degrees from my house this morning.
Well, you live in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
you what do. It comes down
it's
to.
Stupid. It's
it
ridiculous.
Stupid.
We had 20 inches of snow. I live up in Suncrest with my in-laws, and we got just so much snow. It would not stop. And I got my car stuck, which has four-wheel drive.
That's kind of fun, though, the
what?
Whole thing. Because yeah. you know why? Because it was a weekend. So you can kind of mess around with it a little bit. You're like, all right, that's kind of fun. We got lots of snow. If it would have been like on a Wednesday, you'd have been irritated.
I said that to my wife, Jen. I said, thank God this is a Saturday morning.
Right.
Because, if it was like 4 a.m. and I had to get to the show.
Yeah, then now you're just ticked off.
Yeah, it just puts you in a mood all day. And then you're cold and you're wearing like your work clothes and you're getting all wet. And
Yes.
Not so good. So I got snowed in the whole weekend. In fact, if you go right now to Instagram or Facebook, we posted our four photos from the weekend and pictures of just how much snow around my house. My sweet daughter Ella, we went on a walk and the snow drifts are taller than she is.
That's funny.
That's how much snow we had.
That's crazy.
Justin, how about you? How was your weekend?
It was great because, you know why? You and I could not live further apart right now.
Yeah.
And so I come from Davis County, and we didn't get any.
I cannot believe that when you said that.
Because it was maybe a half inch, and the concrete must have been warm enough because I opened the garage door on Saturday morning thinking like, okay, let's do it. It was none. I didn't even have to shovel. Nothing.
How is that possible?
Maybe a half inch on
Davis
the
County,
yard.
They're on completely different cycles than we are because usually they get hit so much harder
right.
than we do.
I know. Yeah. I thought Davis was supposed to be where you get all the snow.
You would think that there would have been some kind of a lake effect there, but it didn't happen. I know West Jordan got all that too.
All right. Jackson, what about you? Where were you in the snow level?
The great snow of 18.
Can I admit something really shameful to you guys?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was so much snow because I was hibernating in bed. From like, because my cat had to get some teeth pulled this weekend, which was a nightmare and a half. So I just sat in bed, hung out with him while he was recovering. And I didn't realize that it had snowed so hard while we were laying around doing nothing.
What, until this morning?
Oh, it snowed
on Saturday.
At least twice. Okay. But yeah, no, I just hung out in the house and then I had to go let the dogs out that night. I didn't realize like there was quite a bit of snow in the backyard. Oh my God, yeah, it's nuts.
So in your four photos, you have the photo of your cat, Jackson, with a little pink...
raising his hand.
Yeah.
He just kept his hand like that for like two straight minutes. I don't know what he was. He was really like high on the anesthetic.
He had a question, all right? You never answered him. Like, go ahead.
I called on him.
Freddie,
and he
you
was
have
like,
a question?
I don't. He seemed cool with it.
Is that one of the photos, the taco and comedians that you did?
Yeah, it was Funny People and Tacos with Crystal Starr, who does our No FOMO.
How was it?
It was so fun. I had the time of my life.
a good good turnout for a crowd and everything?
Yeah, it was a solid turnout, and awesome. There were so, like, three tacos with each ticket, and that was so muddy tacos.
Speaking of tacos, we are going to be at El Paisa Grill in Ogden on Thursday, this Thursday. So in just 4 days at noon, right at noon, the first 50 people to arrive and say they heard it on Mix are going to get a free lunch from us and El Paisa Grill, and it's the all-you-can-eat taco bar, which is so good.
I can't wait, actually. I'm already excited about this.
Me too.
So at least you have that highlight of something to look forward to this week.
I am going to bail on the whole 30.
Yes, because I'm like, you know what? I was just saying before we went on the air, too. I'm like, you know what? We get to get out of here early because we got to drive up there.
Yeah.
And to go eat.
It's fantastic.
That does not suck on a Thursday.
I'm getting some texts. I work Thursday through Monday, so happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. We didn't get any snow in Eagle Mountain either. I don't know what was going on up in up the hill in Draper, but
yeah,
we got it all, I guess. So did Brighton and all the ski resorts. The amount of inches, it was good. It was much needed.
Did you go up to the resorts this weekend?
No, because I had that Wendover thing I had to do with friends. So.
I wonder. I'm curious to see what kind of snow they got.
I was looking at cameras from the news. It looked good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There was that avalanche in Snow Basin as well, but that's what happens when you have warm days and cold days right on top of each other. Mac texted us talking about he drove Uber in Park City over the weekend.
Ooh, did he have stories?
He just said that there was a lot of snow and a lot of cars.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I know, Mac. Did you drive any celebrities? Sundance is happening.
We want to get into that later. I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, like, has there been spottings, Uber drivers, you know, all this kind of good stuff.
In fact, if you went to Sundance over the weekend and you ran into someone, will you text us right now, 615-44? Because we want to hear your stories. None of us got out.
No.
I got to tell you, no one stopped by and knocked on my door. No. So that's the only way I would know they were in town is if they came by and said, hey, what up?
Let's get to how does the story end.
Hey, how about the best wedding DJ in Utah.com? That's who it's brought to you by. We know it's the most important day of your life, so make it the best by hiring the best DJ. That's the best DJ in Utah.com.
Also a great website, best DJ in Utah.com.
Oh,
yeah,
check it out.
No, he did a nice job with it. I was checking it last week. How does the story end? We'll tell you the first part. Let's see if you can figure out the second part of the story. 27-year-old guy with a big bushy red beard. His name's Brian Fogg. He was driving drunk in Maine last weekend when he crashed his car in a ditch. When the cops got there, he didn't want to take a breathalyzer. Mm-hmm. So he decided to do this. What did he do? How does the story end?
So he did something to get out of the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
So he never actually took it at all.
No, he didn't. Got away from it.
Streaking.
So he had drank too much.
He said big red beard.
Yep.
And so...
So the cops came over and he just decided to disrobe and run, huh?
Scares you. You don't want a naked man with a big red beard running by.
No, you don't.
You're like, never mind, go home.
Dreams get haunted that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Jackson, how does the story end?
Well, they didn't know that he was actually a high school cheerleader.
Sorry?
So he was a high school cheerleader, so he's real limber. He did 14 cartwheels right down the street and managed to evade capture.
He cartwheeled out of the way. Oh, man.
Nor have I ever seen a male cheerleader with a beard.
Yeah,
this guy cheerleaders, Justin.
But have you ever seen one with a beard?
I'm sure there are now.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. With this
but also, how many people in high school have beards?
That's a good point.
Really have beards.
John did.
College, though. Yeah, I did in high school. That's true. College cheerleader.
I've seen college male cheerleaders with beards.
Doing just cartwheels down the street.
Yeah, just a full... Yeah. And, you know, maybe he started by streaking and then gradually it turned into cartwheels.
He was doing cartwheels while streaking? Mm-hmm. What is happening on this Monday? What is wrong with the two of you? All these images. How does the story end? Some of your guesses on how the story ends. He probably pretended to have a heart attack. That way the cops were totally distracted from the real issue. How does that work? If so, next time I get a traffic ticket, I'm just grabbing my left arm.
Oh, yeah, because then you get rushed. You get rushed to the hospital and not the ticket.
He was an Irish lumberjack, so he went to the back of his car, pulled out an axe, proceeded to cut down a tree while telling the police officers it's his culture to do everything drunk.
Yeah.
Is that racist?
A little bit.
I think it's a little bit racist.
I'm going to say it is, yes. Here's how the story actually ended. He punched himself in the face 3 times. He was bleeding just enough that the cops didn't give him the test because they had to help him with the injuries. Kind of like the heart attack story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Brian, though, it wasn't quite mission accomplished. He was still hit with operating under the influence. Plus, he got extra charges for falsifying evidence and criminal mischief for punching himself in the face a la Fight Club.
What an idiot.
Should have done the cartwheels.
Yeah,
should have done the nude cartwheels.
Should have.
This morning, if you have a chance, head over to Instagram or Facebook and catch the video that we created that Sundance rejected, which was an outrage because this thing was artsy. It was raw.
Artsy AF.
Did Sundance send you a memo or Sundance just blocked you?
They ignored us.
Okay.
Yeah, which altogether.
I think that hurt more than anything.
No, nobody likes the cold shoulder.
No. Here's a little piece of our film.
Det var det siste en skulle vente seg iblandet i noe som helst merkelig eller mystisk. Den slags vrølv holdt de seg for gode til. Hardumling var direktør i firmaet.
Yeah, so it's a foreign short. Is what it is.
No. Something like that.
It's a lot of things all together, Justin. I guess in a way it is a foreign short. Yeah. Maybe we submitted to the wrong category. That's why they rejected us. Well, it makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, you should have asked.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm around. You know, I can only help you guys out.
Justin cracked the case.
Our video is up on Instagram, on Facebook. But we want to hear about your Sundance stories from this weekend. If you went up there, we know that Mac went up there and he said that there was so much snow and so much traffic, he wasn't able to see anyone. I had a friend go up and see Terry Crews.
Heck yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Terry Crews.
I love Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
So that's pretty cool. But outside of Terry Crews, that is the only name that I have heard so far this year.
Well, you know, he's the only one big and strong enough to get through the weather we had.
You know, I was looking at even Radio From Hell.
Yeah.
You know, they were up there last week because they're in our building. I didn't recognize any celebrities they had on.
Is it because it's the new Hollywood?
Oh, it could be.
You don't want new
Maybe
Hollywood.
It's me.
Give me Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is so great.
Terry Crews. Yeah, okay, we all can agree we want Terry Crews.
Yeah. Hey, Terry Crews.
Could you call the show?
Listening. You want to stop by?
We know Bo Burnham's up there.
Yeah, Bo Burnham. I was supposed to go see his movie last night, and then it got to the time. The movie started at 9:30.
P.M.?
P.M.
Ugh.
So around like 8:45, me and my friend looked at each other like, we're not going to that movie, are we?
Justin's Showbiz Beat.
And it's all brought to you by Clean Boost Fuel Pills. It's going to improve your fuel economy, plus increase your performance while you use them in the same gas. They're easy to use. Get them at getfuelpills.com. So, big announcement on Saturday. Huge, actually. Ed Sheeran announced his engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really know he was that serious with somebody. I was kind of shocked by the whole thing. I mean, we've done enough showbiz beats to where we're like, oh, hey, you know, Ed Sheeran was caught, you know, getting cuddly with his lady over the weekend.
Or, right.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran and his lady were doing this. We never have any of that.
He wrote perfect about his fiance.
Yeah.
But why do we never have Ed Sheeran dating stories?
I don't think we've ever had a lot of Ed Sheeran love life stories, to be honest.
I don't think we've had a
lot
of Ed Sheeran private life stories.
No.
He keeps his private life in the corner.
Right, other than crashing on his bike, you know, drunk riding his bike and stuff like that. You don't hear a lot of Ed Sheeran stories. But her name is Sherry Seaborn, and they got engaged on Saturday, and he posted with the caption, "Got myself a fiance."
Yeah, he did.
And the photo's cute.
Is it?
We posted it up on Instagram.
I'm going to have to go check it out. You approve of this whole thing?
Yeah, I like the whole thing.
Do we know anything about her?
I know that Perfect was written about her.
Okay, so she's not somebody like in the UK that I should know and I don't know because she's on some TV show that I don't watch.
If there is, we'll find out soon enough through text message here.
Yeah, someone will tell us.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ed Sheeran, he's got a new goal. His new goal, he's like, my new goal is not to play like a stadium show. It's to actually to write and put a song on the American country chart and have a number one. That is his new goal.
Well, he wrote a song that Tim and Faith are singing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and there's a lawsuit going on about it right now because an Australian group of songwriters say it sounds too much like their song.
Oh.
So, I mean, there is a chance that this song that he wrote for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill could end up as number one.
I could see him, though, doing it. I mean, he's a singer-songwriter. That's what that format wants. So we'll see. Hey, Kim and Kanye have named their newborn daughter. Her name? Chicago. You know what?
Why?
I don't mind it.
You're okay with Chicago West?
I'm not. I don't mind it. Yeah, I'm not hating it. Because he wanted to pay homage to where he grew up.
Uh-huh.
He's from Chicago, and so he named her Chicago.
Man, I just hate everything about Kanye West. I can't be impartial on this story.
I wasn't okay with West or North or whatever the name is.
Right, you have North.
North, Northwest or East or whatever the first one's name is. I don't mind Chicago.
So directions, no. Cities, yes.
Oh, totally cool with it.
Okay, yeah, got it. Just want to make
just
sure.
Just so you guys knew.
Thank you.
The SAG Awards were last night. Morgan Freeman interrupted. Actually, he stopped his speech because somebody was talking during his speech.
These moments in your life, hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, well, you just stand out for me, that's all. These moments in one...
Like, what?
That's so great.
Crazy like old man.
A teacher stopping in the middle of a lecture.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my turn. I'll turn it over to you. Or would you like to share something with the rest of the class?
Outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama, Sterling Brown from This Is Us.
Sterling crushed it this year with the Golden Globes and SAG Awards.
And the female for that same award was The Crown. It was, what was her name? Clarice Foy.
I don't know the Claire Crown.
Claire Foy.
She plays Queen Elizabeth on The Crown, and she's fantastic at
it. We never talk about The Crown.
It's a big show.
The Crown is great.
Or is it just nobody in this room cares for that show?
I watch it. It's on Netflix.
When do you watch it?
It's like one of the only shows I do watch, outside of This Is Us and Game of Thrones when it's on. And The Office. I watch The Office every day.
Okay.
every day.
You just named up four shows, and you said this is one of the only shows you watch.
Well, that's all I watch.
And The Crown.
And The Crown. But mainly The Office.
Stop it. Hey, Chris Pratt and Olivia Munn were spotted having dinner together in West Hollywood. Arm around each other, laughing, frolicking, telling jokes. Mm-hmm.
Or were not they? Because I heard Olivia Munn text Anna Faris and said, listen, this isn't a true story. This is just Hollywood making up stuff.
Well, HollywoodLife.com.
Hollywood and Justin Taylor making up stuff.
HollywoodLife.com says that they were spotted hanging out, hand in hand, laughing and telling jokes.
I challenge your story. Show me proof.
Well, let me go to HollywoodLife.com and get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the showbiz beat.
I'm going to stream some Office over here. So there, that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to go get the picture.
Justin's 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, what do you get when you throw a piano down a mine shaft?
What do you get when you throw a piano down a mine shaft?
A flat minor.
Oh, man.
Huh?
That was silly.
I wanted to hate it.
Too much of a thinker for you?
But I actually really did like
it. Okay, good.
Yeah, that was good.
There's like this weird mutiny happening right now in our office because they've decided to change everyone's seats and cubicles.
It's wearing me out now.
To a point where actually it hasn't even been announced yet. We just know that management is working on new cubicle seats for everyone. They're going to change up like the workflow of Broadway media.
I think that there's the problem right there.
Huh.
I think it's because people started getting wind of this so far out.
Yeah.
So you've gotten all this time in between now because it still hasn't gotten here to start forming opinion, starting to be able to talk, and now being in an uproar.
But I don't why does it matter? Why does it matter where we sit?
It doesn't.
That's how I feel.
It doesn't matter. Like...
And one of the people with the mutiny is Justin, who has an office, who's still going to have an office, yet now you're complaining about the fact that you have an office.
I like the one I have.
Who cares?
I like it.
Who cares?
You know why? Because I've been in there since we moved into this building. And it's my home.
But it's not your home.
I don't want to move out of my home.
You know how against change Justin Taylor is.
I know. Justin has OCD and hates change.
Completely. It really does boil down to that, too, because I take care of it. I clean it. I actually wipe stuff down. What I want out of somebody else's crap hole.
But it's going to become your nice new sanctuary.
It already has their germs and their filth on it.
You're going to clean the whole... I know you. You're going to be here on a Saturday. You're going to make your wife also come down. And you guys are going to vacuum and Windex and Lysol and just make that thing...
Full janitor coveralls.
Yes.
But now I have to do this on a Saturday.
But you will do that, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
But, see, now I got to work that into my plan. I just let me be and I'll be happy.
My cubicle mate, Monroe, who we've had on the show a bunch of times, she's freaking out. She's trying to start like
a petition.
A petition to say, like, no. And I'm like, why does it matter? What am I missing here to why it matters so much that we're changing seats?
Well, I don't care about anybody else. I'm only worried about myself.
You about you.
So she can start a petition. I'm just going to chain myself. Well, we're going to have a pick. I'm going to pick it. Hell no, I won't go. Coming up here whenever it's going to go down.
You know what I've noticed? The people who are, like, extra against it are the ones that are super chatty and yes. don't get any work done.
Yes.
And that's kind of I'm sure what the thought is behind moving everyone around is, hey, let's break up the chatty people so more work gets done. But here's the thing. I don't think separating them is going to change how chatty they are. They're just going to interrupt other people's work. And now they're like super duper upset and causing problems.
You're right about it. Justin's not really a one who does a lot of conversations. You sit in your office and you get your work done. But everyone else who's upset are the social butterflies of this office who spend most of the time talking and then complaining about how there's not enough time to get their work done.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, I just saw you sit there for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to move for other reasons. They want it for the social. I want it because I don't want anybody else's germs.
Are we crazy? Like, what is going on in this building?
I don't know.
You would think there's, like, massive layoffs. No one's getting fired.
No.
All they're doing is saying, hey, we might need you to move from this cubicle 10 feet away.
And yes.
Productivity over the last week and a half has been horrible because everybody's just going around complaining.
There's one person in our office was like, oh, I can't have my back to the west side of the building. My back can only face the east side of the building. Like, what?
Why?
What?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
Yes, it is a thing.
And you're part of it, Justin. You are part of it.
You know, yeah, I am. I totally am part of it. Yes, I am. In fact, I'll probably be leading the march.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be leading any march, but I get what they're saying, but my reasons are totally different than them, so I'm kind of fighting my own battle.
Justin's the only one with a reasonable, I don't want to do it.
What is so reasonable? Because he doesn't want to clean some new office?
Because I'm weird.
Yes, because he's taking care of his office and his stuff, and I get that.
And that's why?
Yeah.
So we're going to support his crazy behavior?
I'll support Justin's crazy behavior.
Well, you know I'm weird. I've been weird all along.
Yeah.
Hey, man, who moved my cheese? That's what you need to ask yourself. You need to get that book.
Somebody in the office read that book. I have not, so therefore I don't understand.
That's like the new mantra of Broadway media. Who moved my trees?
So I need to read the book to understand everything?
Listen, if I move my seats, will you stop bringing up the book? Is that what it comes down to?
Man, what if you and I are not even close to each other? What if I work next to you for the past, 12 years?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Now you're going to be like a mile away.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. This is the end. We're breaking up.
Yesterday.
No.
Playoffs. Patriots versus Eagles. That's how it's going to be for the Super Bowl in just 2 weeks. You guys excited? You ready?
Not as excited as I wanted to be.
Why?
Because once again, we have an East Coast Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I know, and I get tired of having the East Coast Super Bowls.
You want to see in there like a Denver or a Seattle?
Yeah, give me the Cardinals or the Rams or just somebody that represents the West Coast and somebody that's from where we're from.
Jackson Super Bowl, you excited?
I'm excited for the Pink and Justin Timberlake concert.
Okay. That's good. We'll balance the whole thing out that way.
Yeah.
So this morning as I came in, I decided to look up Super Bowl tickets just to see what they were going for the Patriots and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I found the cheapest ticket I could find in the worst seat possible on StubHub, okay? And we're going to play, which costs more, Super Bowl tickets or these items?
Okay. Gotcha.
It's fun. One Super Bowl ticket, not even a pair, just one ticket. Again, it is section 341, row 20.
All right, right up there in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and these seats are not good. So what costs more, this one Super Bowl ticket or a used 2003 Mazda Miata with 123 miles?
Oh, that one's going to be the ticket for
Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
No, the Mazda Miata actually a little more.
Really? Yeah. It still holds its value? Yeah.
The Mazda Miata holds a value of $5,998.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be only like $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even... Do they still make a Mazda Miata? I don't know what that is.
Well, this was 2003.
It's the little convertible car they got.
Oh,
it's a two-seater.
Okay, got it.
A 64-gig iPhone X or a Super Bowl ticket. What costs more?
That would be the ticket.
iPhone 10.
It is the ticket, yes.
Ah, man.
iPhone 10, $1,132.
But it's close, though, I think, on that one.
It's good. I'll tell you the price at the very end.
Okay.
What costs more, a Super Bowl ticket or an 18-foot Ranger bass boat?
I don't even know how much a bass boat goes for.
It better be the bass boat.
Boat.
It is the boat,
I'm like, it better be.
Bass boat's just $10,000.
Okay, good.
One more.
Okay.
What costs more? A Super Bowl ticket or 2 pounds of beluga sturgeon caviar? It's very classy.
I'm going to go with the ticket.
I'm going to go with the ticket as well.
You are both correct.
Yeah.
The caviar, $4,079. The Super Bowl ticket, one ticket. Section 341, $4,639.
And that's for the crappy seat?
That is for the worst seat that I could find on StubHub.
Wonder what the best seat you can find on StubHub is.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
More than the bass boat.
For sure. You buy the team.
Right.
So it actually costs millions of dollars.
Confess Your Crush Monday. We are trying to help out Rick, who does CrossFit with Brianne. He's been there a lot longer than Brianne. Brianne's only been with this group, this herd. I'm not sure of what it's called, this pack, for the past 6 months. But she's been doing great in it. Mm-hmm. And also, he feels like every time they team up and they work out together, there's some cool chemistry.
Yeah, he spotted the newbie is what he did.
Yeah, he did. And he's asking us for some help. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to call up Brianne, and we're going to see if she's into Rick the same way that he is. And if so, great. You know, we'll even buy him dinner. Rick, is that still cool with you?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call her up, but don't say anything.
Okay.
Hello, Brianne speaking.
Hi, Brianne. It's John. Justin Jackson is here as well, Mix 105.1. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi,
hey.
I'm good.
Good. CrossFit, am I right?
Yeah.
Good job, bro.
Thanks, Broseph. Appreciate it. Teddy Roosevelt. Listen, I heard from a friend, a mutual friend of ours, that you've been going for the last 6 months, and you're like crushing it right now.
I don't know if I'd say I'm crushing it, but yeah, how did you know that? That's...
Have you been enjoying it?
Yes, like, I have.
Has it been fun, like, learning this new way of lifting and kind of the culture that is CrossFit?
It really has. I was a little skeptical at first, but, like, you go in and everybody cheers you on and, like, you make these great gains and I feel stronger and, yeah.
Cool. Good. No. That's the same thing that kind of I heard from our mutual friend when we were talking about you earlier this morning.
What? What?
Yeah. See, there's this person that I happen to know and you know who does CrossFit with you, and they have a big crush on you.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, as you kind of think back to CrossFit, is there someone that pops in your mind that you might think, you know what? Yeah, we've been flirting. I kind of feel it the same way.
Yeah, I kind of had been wondering about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So this person, like, you're kind of vibing with?
I think I am, and I kind of thought it was mutual, too.
Oh.
So crazy.
Cute. Oh, this is working out great. Awesome. So you've obviously felt the connection between you and Rick.
Oh. Rick is really nice, too. I have to admit, I thought it was someone else.
So when we were talking about your vibing with someone, it wasn't with Rick?
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh. No.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Oh. I was going down this one path. I thought things were going great.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, right on. That's going to be great.
I know. What makes it even worse right now is Brianne. Rick's listening in. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh, Rick, I'm so sorry. Oh.
I mean, I guess it's fine. I guess, you do remember me, yeah, from class?
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yeah, you're a great workout partner. I think that we're great at the gym, for sure.
Oh, so it's not like you don't know who Rick is. It just happened to be that maybe you thought flirting was going on with someone else, and you didn't notice the flirting with Rick, is what you're saying, Brianne.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you thought I was flirting with you, Rick. There's this guy named Mike, and I thought, I'm so sorry. Oh, this is...
Would you be interested in a date with Rick to get to know him better? Like,
We'll pay for dinner.
Yeah. Well, zero carbs. No carbs.
Paleo.
I think I'd rather not discuss this kind of in a group.
On air with people listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awkward. Why?
I understand. Listen, Brianne, thanks for being on with us. I hope it doesn't get too weird at CrossFit.
Thanks, me too.
Yeah. Rick, listen, man, I'm sorry about that. That had to be a little bit hard to listen to, but we'll give you the dinner. If it works out with Brianne, great. If not, you can take someone else, okay?
All right, I'll take my chances, I guess, yeah.
We did a video for Sundance that Sundance rejected.
Monsters.
Didn't even give it the time of day.
Nope.
Give you a tiny taste of our video.
Par fryd dem länge I häckvägen. Det var det sista en skulle vänta sig ibland att det är något som helst märkligt eller mystisk. Den slags varelv hållt I sig för goda till.
It's been called the art piece of our generation.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
Oscar worthy.
Yes, Sundance. Rejected us.
Well, later I learned you guys submitted it to the wrong category, though.
Well, you brought up a great point that we should have done a foreign film.
Right.
Yeah.
Since I had no idea what they were saying right there.
Not American dramas.
No.
Dang it.
So if you want to see the film that Sundance rejected, it's up right now on Facebook, on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Sarah from Promotions crushing it with her acting.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, stirring that coffee.
The camera work. I will say this. Yeah, it was a parody.
Yeah.
We had some great shots.
Yeah. Our camera guy, Wes, so good.
Did really good as we get to choose the news.
And so brought to you by LiftCredit.com for fast, simple loans. Even if you got bad credit, check them out. They can help you at LiftCredit.com.
Pick the story you want to hear. You could call us with your votes, 844-649-1051, or just text us, 61544. Justin, what's your story?
Okay, the name of your child could determine how successful they are.
That sucks for Chicago.
Yeah, it does.
Chicago, I will say, West.
Chicago is not on this list. I will give you that much.
Did any of my children make the list? Okay. Jackson?
You are never going to guess why this brother pulled a knife on his brother.
We have another sibling fight?
Another sibling fight, and a good one.
Man, one's got a knife, one burned down the house.
Doing this increases your chances of landing a job. Which story do you want to hear? It's up to you. We're going to the text. Jackson, sounds like a Cain and Abel story.
Yeah.
Jackson, my brother broke a controller over my head. That was fun on Friday. We did sibling fight stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
You guys are mean to each other.
Oh, yeah, there's some good stuff.
See, John, I want to know, Justin, I want to know if my kids are going to be successful. I'm looking for a new job. John, can you help me out? Liz is voting for me. Thanks, Liz. I request Jackson's story today. My friend in the back also wants Jackson.
Hey, thanks, guys. Why aren't you riding shotgun?
Yeah, you're the chauffeuring your friend? Yeah. Who's sitting next to you and who are they voting for?
Yeah, it's a driving vote. Miss Daisy situation.
I feel like one did not vote. They should have.
Yeah.
Matt is voting for Justin. I have a unique name, already have a job, so let's have Jackson make me feel better about my life. That's from Fauna.
You got it, Fauna.
Such good teases today. I'm going to go with Justin, though. Jackson, did Luigi pull a knife on Mario because he hogged all the mushrooms? What a random reference.
Yeah, he sure did.
Our vote goes for Team Justin. We've been listening to you guys since you guys were on the country station. We're driving... Moving out of Utah today.
Oh, no.
Thank you
no.
for a great morning. Oh, no.
Download the podcast.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just saying, the podcast can go anywhere with you. So if you're interested in finding out what's going on here in Utah.
And let's find out who won on this Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Oh, man. Beat me by two. Justin.
Bye. Okay, here's what it says. A new study has analyzed more than 500,000 resumes. And they found what's connected to the highest paid and lowest paid people and their names. So here's what we're going to do. Boys' names that make the most are Oscar and George.
What?
Yep.
Here's why. No one's named it, so one guy makes a lot of money named Oscar, and it ruins the whole survey.
Or...
We have a listener named Oscar, and he's about to call you, I'm sure.
I know, and he does all right for himself.
Do you think it's because older guys are named Oscar, so they've had more time to make more money, on average?
Well, let me follow that up with the two names that make the least. Jack and Jacob.
Ah, that sucks. But my name is Jackson.
So it doesn't matter.
So it's close. Fine.
So when it comes to the girls that make the most, Lily and Isabella.
I like those names.
So do I.
Me too.
The girls that make the least amount, Olivia and Jessica. There's a lot of Jessica that's going like, oh, man, really?
Show me some kind of stat behind, or give me something more than just some random names. Like, how was this figured out? Like, I need more.
It was this, the survey company that, in conjunction with 500,000 resumes that they've gone across and people that have landed these jobs. So you've got the Oscars and the Georges and the Olivias, or the Lilies and Isabellas up here, and the other ones down below. 500,000 is a lot of resumes,
that's
though.
A lot of resumes. Also, though, but I think the Jessica thing is there are so many
Jessicas.
Right. So, like,
you got a few failing Jessicas to bring down the average.
Yeah, way to go, Jessicas. There aren't enough Jessica executives.
Hey, Jessica, get your stuff together.
Make America Come Jessica on. Again, you guys.
I was kicked out of part of the gym last week.
What'd you do now?
I did get a text. I told you guys a story months ago about how I complimented a gentleman in the locker room.
Right.
Which, yeah, you hit on a guy in the locker room.
Pretty much.
The text said, oh no, is John hitting on guys in the locker room again?
Yeah.
I learned a valuable lesson about how you should not compliment another gentleman.
So you didn't do that this time. What line did you cross?
I didn't cross a line.
The women's locker room this time.
Right.
Yikes.
I went into like one of the studios, you know, that have the wood floor?
Yeah, yeah.
To do some stretching, because the gym has been really crowded since the beginning of this month because of everyone with their New Year's resolutions.
Like the Zumba room.
And I'm in there and I'm minding my own business and I got my headphones in. And this gym employee, I guess, was trying to get my attention. And I was ignoring this person because I was too busy doing my yoga stretches.
Right.
And I finally look over and I take my headphones off and I'm like, yeah. He's like, did you not read the sign? I don't know. He's like, there's no water bottles allowed in here. Like, I'm at a gym. I carry my water bottle around with me. Yeah. I'm sorry. And he's like, how did you miss the sign? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I just came in here to do some stretching.
First of all, it sounds like Napoleon Dynamite right, walking at the gym.
Right, yeah. He's got to hydrate. Right.
Like, oh, my gosh.
And he, like, walks me over as if I was in grade school to, like, the window to get inside, like, the door, the glass door. And sure enough, right on the glass door to get through, it says, no water bottles allowed in this room.
Well, I'm not much to read signs.
That's
when you're in
the room. That's what I said.
You know,
nobody does.
No.
Nobody.
I'm like, I was too busy thinking about what I was going to stretch.
Right. You're like, I had a lot on my mind. I was worried about what's going on. I just came in here. I apologize, sir.
And then there was this weird, like, so I was going to go back to stretching, but he was waiting for me to move my water bottle outside. So we had like this stalemate thing going on at one point. And he's like, I'll go ahead and carry your water back out and you can have it when you're done.
No kidding? He took it from you?
He chauffeured my water out of the...
Really? Because it sounds like teacher took your phone away and we'll give it to you after class. Right.
That's exactly what happened. That's it. I'm not stretching. That'll teach me to try to do better with my life.
I know. Then he goes back and talks smack about you.
Oh, yeah.
See that Yahoo over there?
See the guy? He brought water into the...
You know what,
he
though?
He brought water into the gym?
You know what, though?
Yeah.
After working at a gym for years,
yes,
it is really irritating when people don't read the signs. Because it's just like, you tell them when they sign up. There are signs everywhere. You ask them several times. They continue to do it. You're just the brick that broke it, John.
I was the brick that broke it.
We just can't thank you enough for listening to our podcast. We really do appreciate it. Hopefully you come back every day. And when you do so, we like to reward you with our little extra tidbits.
That's right. Here it is.
Extra
titties.
I'm sorry?
Tidbits.
Oh, wow.
I heard something else.
Yeah, my mind was in a way different spot.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was like, whoa, Jackson.
T's in there, guys. Tidbits, tibbies.
I know it's just podcasts and we're not on air now, but still. You know.
Show me your tibbies.
Family friendly, man. All right, so here's how it works. During Choose the News, one story gets told on air. The other two go on to the podcast. So, Justin, you won with your terrible story today.
Know that if your kids are named George or Oscar, they're going to be more successful.
There was no beef to that story at all.
I agree.
It was just like, great. People named George make good money.
Yeah, they do. Look at George Clooney. He's doing way better than you.
I got a text saying there's also been three presidents named George.
Good point.
Yeah, so very successful if your name is George. Jackson, who wants to go first, you or me today?
How about you? What do you think?
I got a good one.
Okay, great. You go.
Okay. So, you know, every once in a while, you need to look for a new job. Mm-hmm. People spend hours actually working on, like, resumes, and they're not only just making one resume, but tailoring it for, like, each job that they submit to. Then you got to do a cover letter, which I'm terrible at.
Oh, man, I'm up a crick if I ever have to find a new job.
Yeah. I'm not. Me too. That's why.
It's like, not going to happen. I don't know how to keep up nowadays.
And I'm very lazy when it comes to that stuff. And I'd be like, oh, really? You want me to do what? Like, a cover letter on top of my resume? Well, an 80% of HR managers say getting a follow-up or a thank you note from someone will increase your chances of getting hired.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you say that like, well, yeah, duh. Only 24% of people actually do that.
Well, that's not very many.
Seriously?
Yeah, so most people do not do like a thank you letter after a job interview.
No, you need people to see your name three times. One when you initially submit it, one when you actually have your in-person interview, and then once again with the thank you note.
Oh, I like that.
Repetition. Three times people will remember something.
And they say it doesn't have to be like a long note. It just has to be a few lines to thank them for meeting with you, being like, hey, that was really cool. And they say whatever you do, though, don't call them.
No.
Do a thank you email. Do a thank you note that goes in the mail. Don't pick up the phone.
Why are they annoyed by that?
Yeah, they're busy. Just like how we're all busy.
Yeah.
They don't want that. Like, don't call you if they want you. And also, do not text them. The worst way to just not get that call follow up is by texting someone.
I feel like that's so old school, though. Like, that's probably old school HR managers that are not into that.
You mean getting a text message?
Yeah. I'll bet the newer ones don't really care, because if you're close enough to have their cell phone number, they probably don't mind you texting them.
I feel like I still would rather have the email. Emails are when I'm ready to read emails, I'm going to my email page. Text messages, that comes right to my phone. That comes to my home.
And plus, the email keeps it more professional.
Yeah.
You know, from a personal to a professional level.
What about just an old school, like, thank you note? Like, going over to...
Oh, that's the best one. That's the one I always do.
Really?
In fact, I take the thank you note with me, scribble it in the car, seal it up, and then drop it in the mailbox on my way out of the building.
All right.
Why do you think I've had 80 jobs? I'm great at getting jobs.
Good to know.
And I'm great at quitting jobs.
Can you just leave it with the receptionist on your way out and say, like, can you deliver this to him tomorrow?
Hi, I don't have postage. Do you mind just...
No, people like getting mail. Like, that is one thing for sure. When you get something personal in the mail that's not, you know, 8 million debt collectors, it feels awesome. It feels fun. So,
I agree. It's like a novelty now.
Yeah.
All right, that was my story. Beat that, Jackson.
You got it. So a man was recently arrested in Alabama for threatening his brother with a butcher knife. The older brother was using the butcher knife to cut a piece of cheesecake when his brother started fighting about the portion size. So the older brother took the knife, threatened him with it, and the police had to be called.
We do have that at my house. I don't know if your kids are old enough for portion size arguments yet.
No, and with my house, one is an eater one day, the next day the other. Like, it's just
they're too young to really. Yeah.
You get to look forward to that.
Oh, good.
So with knives.
One more thing.
With knives.
So after he threatens him with the knife, the other brother gets up, punches him square in the face. That's when the police end up getting called. And the brother who punched him said, oh, I just patted his head like a dog. It was fine.
I feel like that's almost a how does the story end?
Yeah.
Story, like, seriously.
Got up and punched him.
Talk about guts also punching a guy who has a knife in their hand.
Right. Well, it's the big brother.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
boom.
You don't take any of that.
Stab me. I dare you.
Right. Exactly. All right. That was our extra. Do we have anything else for the extras?
That's it right now.
Songs or dances or?
No. I think
no. Songs spoken or word? Anything
people
that we
can't
wanna...
see a dance, pal.
Right, Jackson, so dance us out.
Yeah, exactly.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.